Going to start off, you know, just asking how you've been today.
So far, so good. I went and ran in the woods and went with the kids to the park. Now I'm hiding in my garage.
Do you often find yourself hiding in garages to take interviews from different people?
Yeah, well, it's definitely quieter.
Yeah, you don't get the intermittent feedback of kids playing in the background.
Yep,
or
the constant circling, whirling dervishes of noise and glee.
Have you ever put your children on the phone just as a practical joke?
Oh, for an interview?
Yeah.
No. No, I don't know. No, I don't. Alice already is pretty excited about talking on the phone, and she has friends from kindergarten who call from time to time. But I don't know. Cyrus, he just kind of grunts and says, truck.
Do you have anything special planned for your Australian tour?
Well, not anything that I can safely... Not anything that I can safely predict, other than just I want to go to the beach again and I want to see what kind of misdemeanorous activity we can get ourselves into.
A bit of debauchery here and there.
Well, we'll see. I've only heard legend.
Could always do a bit of busking on the street.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
See if people pick up on that.
That would be fun. I don't know.
I don't know if you know of the band Broken Social Scene, but they played here just recently in March, and they were commenting on how hot it gets inside some of our venues. And one of their quips was, you know, how does a band like Low stand playing here?
All right, yeah.
And I just thought, does that sort of... I don't know, because they were making fun of the fact that you guys are sort of slower in your older records. Like, is that some of the sort of stuff that has pumped you up
to? Well, it's because those guys are from those guys are from Toronto, and I think maybe they're from they're actually in a warmer climate, even though they're from Canada. Where we live, it's really, really cold.
Yeah.
So we don't. It just never gets warm here, but. I think they were probably referring to the fact that we're kind of, besides Icelandic bands, we're probably known as coming from a region.
Oh, okay, I thought they were having a go at you because it was sort of stifling and you'd lose concentration when you're trying to create an atmosphere.
Oh, no, I don't know. I think we actually we're actually a pretty good band to have playing in a hot climate because we don't move very much on stage and... Yeah, you know, so we wouldn't exhaust ourselves too much from the heat. But no, I would actually rather play when it's warm because I don't know, my nerves just make my hands clench up, and if it's a little chilly out, that's all it takes for me to get confused by the guitar all night.
Now you've got a cover of Nowhere Man on the 40th anniversary tribute to the Beatles Rubber Soul compilation.
Yeah,
and I was just wondering, what do you think? Like, who do you think benefits from cover songs?
Oh, I don't know. Probably more. At least for me, it's always been us. I mean, I've always benefited. I've always felt like I'd learned something when we've covered a song. I've always felt like it was. I don't know. I always felt like I'd been humbled by the song, and so I guess I feel like that's the only benefit. I don't know that it's any flattery or any plus to the artist that you're covering. I mean, I don't know, but unfortunately, covers or tribute records are also a notorious thing for being just horribly embarrassing. So, who knows? Maybe nobody benefits.
At least, like,
we had fun doing that song, and hopefully it's not making too many people cringe.
Well, at least you get to experience someone else's art for yourselves.